The Museum of Fine Arts in Boston says it's talking with Boston leaders about race and the city's cultural institutions. The MFA also says it's changing the way it welcomes school groups to the museum. This comes more than 2 weeks after seventh graders from a charter school in Dorchester said they faced racist and crude comments while visiting the MFA. The museum revoked two patrons' memberships and apologized. WBUR's Chris Delaguerra visited the Helen Y. Davis Leadership Academy to find out what the students are saying now.
If you ask 13-year-old Azan Rodriguez what happened to him and his classmates at the MFA a couple of weeks ago, this is what he describes.
I experienced white people kind of seeing us as uncivilized and criminals.
The kids were there on a field trip when they say they were profiled, both by museum guards and other visitors. One of those visitors uttered loudly about the expletive black kids when she saw them, according to the students of color and their chaperones. Here's teacher Taliana Jun.
I had to practice a lot of self-control when the woman said, "These effing black kids." She literally said it right in front of my face. So I had to make a split second decision. Do I react or do I stay composed? I wanted to react, but I had to think about the kids that were with me.
In another instance, one of the students said she was practicing her model walk at the gender bending fashion exhibition. Students say a visitor told them they should be learning, not stripping.
They treated us as if we was garbage, and I don't feel comfortable in that museum anymore.
That's 13-year-old Natalia Alexander, who also visited the museum that day.
It's just how they are. You can't really blame them. You have to blame who raised them.
That's a huge statement.
Yeah, because you learn how to act from whoever raised you, so whoever raised them must have been racist.
The MFA has since revoked the membership of and banned the two visitors who hurled the insults at the kids. Museum officials say they reviewed extensive camera footage and interviewed dozens of people. The museum says the footage revealed visual evidence to show that the two visitors had confronted the students and terribly upset them. One of the visitors admitted to using the expletive when addressing the kids. Here's teacher Taliana Jun again.
We had to explain to the kids, this society is not built for us. And like Ms. Ray said, we have to work 10 times harder just to get to the same inch that everyone else has to get to. So they take a step, we have to take 5 steps, 10 steps, just to get to the same spot.
She says she still remembers the first time she experienced racism at 7 years old.
So that's, I'm a lot older now, and that's something I still carry with me. I still remember it. So I can't really say how they're going to process this, how they're going to grow with this, but I know it's going to stick with them.
The group also says museum guards followed them while being lax with white visitors.
And the security guard was literally in the exhibit with us and just circling around. And it wasn't until Miss Lamy was at the door and she told him, "I don't appreciate you following our students." And he's like, "No, I'm just watching this." And I'm like, "Watching what? What is there to watch?"
The MFA says it's understandable why the kids felt followed. The museum says guards were going on and off break and overlapping. But for the kids, it felt like they were being watched. MFA director Matthew Teitelbaum says he was appalled when he learned of the confrontations.
I was saddened. As soon as the student said that was what they experienced, I believed them. I believe that they had an incident, more than one, at the museum that day that changed their experience and changed their sense of self and confirmed things about the MFA that frankly were very painful for us to acknowledge. We have a lot of work to do in language, behavior, the sense of invitation.
13-year-old Azan Rodriguez says there's one thing he can't stop thinking about.
Why they hate me, but they don't even know me.
He says he won't be returning to the museum, but hopes the world will change.
Teaching the next generation to be better than the one before, that would look like diversity, happiness, and no hatred.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.